There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleague Ken Kessler, and this hour of the Good Day program for Tuesday, the 9th of December, on our minds in depth, the price you are paying for gasoline. Have you been thinking about it? Have you been thinking about a lot of different things as to what happens now that you're paying 64, 65 cents a gallon less for petroleum that you put in your car? Petroleum, I shouldn't say petroleum products, because included in that list not only is gasoline. People just say, oh, the price of gasoline. But what you pay for motor oil, what you pay for transmission oil, automatic transmission fluid, what you pay for brake fluid, what you... any of the lubricants that go in your car, grease, things like that, also will find their way down. Home heating oil, which is diesel fuel, which is jet fuel, all the same thing. What's the price of that versus what it was a year ago? Well, if you heat with oil, it still is the most expensive way to heat your home. What hasn't been affected, but then it wouldn't have been affected anyway, is really the price of natural gas. Natural gas prices are now the focus of using electricity as a standard now, because natural gas being used a lot to fire the plants that are making electricity. So why is it if the price of oil, which is now at a five-year low, why is it that the price you're paying for your electricity is going sky high? Anybody asking that question? Kenny, let's ask that question. Is the relationship of oil to electricity something that you're thinking about? I'm trying to put all of these things together because they are related. A lot of plants are using oil. If you're using coal, they'll tell you that the reason the price of electricity has gone up is because the federal government has required the plants to burn cleaner, and that's true to a point. So what I'm trying to get you to think about is last Thursday, Kenny, we had a fellow on this hour. I was talking about how the price of oil may not be such a good thing, given what it does to the ability for us to get our oil out of the ground, in essence. Oil shale has been one of the big reasons that we are flush in oil right now, we being America. They have been working on oil shale in Canada for a while, and because that whole area, when you get up into that area of Wyoming, Nebraska, the Dakotas, the Saskatchewan, Alberta oil fields and around them are lush with oil in the dirt. That's really what oil shale is, dirt. It's the scaled pieces of stone. It's something, if you haven't seen it or felt it, you wonder, if you saw the movie Interstellar, where the two characters played by Matt Damon and Michael McConaughey are walking on plateaus of what appear to be frozen something or other. Well, it looks like shale. That material looked like shale, or vice versa. If you've seen shale, it looks like that. It usually is not in formations like that. The shale is usually on level ground. It's kind of like sand, in a sense. Sand, think of sand loaded with oil. And so as that's cleaned and refined, and then there are other ways of getting all of this stuff out of the ground, we find ourselves in a good position. But if the price of oil keeps going down, a lot of people will stop doing it because it's more expensive to get the oil shale out of the ground than it is to just drill a hole and have oil come gushing out of the ground. So there's that. But the other side of it is there are so many things that you're going to find. People will say, well, the cost of transportation. For example, if you look at the cost of an airplane ticket going overseas, mostly from America to Europe, there are hundreds of dollars of fuel surcharge taxes. That's what they are. The expense supposedly borne by the airlines to get you from point A to point B. We don't have them domestically because people in America wouldn't put up with them, so they just add them into the price of the ticket. But for some strange reason, we are sort of mystified, or we're in awe, or whatever the term is. We love traveling to Europe, and so we'll put up with that, especially if you're a leisure traveler and you don't really know any better. Business travelers do know better, and they're mounting a big campaign now to get the airlines to dump these hundreds, the $400, $500, $600 ticket charge. Sometimes the ticket charge is less than the cost of paying the fuel surcharge. So I'm just trying to point out to you, the electric bill, you're getting screwed. The airline, the fact that they should just charge what they can charge and never mind mask or hide behind a fuel surcharge if you're going overseas, because then it's kind of a way of getting, maybe screwed is too, it's kind of crude. You know the Jewish expression, yensing, Kenny? You know what it means to...
No, I don't.
Be yens,
that one.
That's a Jewish colloquial, it's kind of like some of the other words that sound like what they mean, like stripping. You know, I have spilkers, all of those terms. they all kind of sound like what they are once you learn what they are. Yeah, yensing is pretty much a screwing. You're getting taken advantage of. All right? That's what that means. So you are getting taken. The electric companies are yensing you. The airlines are yensing you. You probably could find lots of other ways of finding or seeing how the price of oil going down as it has, and yet other prices staying up. And again, the price of delivery of goods, there are a lot of people paying a lot less to get, like UPS and FedEx paying less, but their charges are still the same
from
as they were
Aunt Kathy
last year. All right, so stand by. Conversation with a dealer, an auto dealer named Ray Huffines from Texas, on how the price of fuel is affecting what you buy in an automobile. Up next here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Vitascal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Vitascal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Vitascal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Indeed, Vitascal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Vitascal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Vitascal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800-930-8375.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The gentleman on the air with us now is a fellow named Ray Huffines, whose family runs eight different car. We call them, I guess we can call them stores. They are. They're car stores, car dealerships. Got eight different brands. Try to find out what the impact is of the price of gasoline. Because last year, this time, Mr. Huffines, people were looking for cars that were good on gas mileage because the price was ridiculous. Now that it's down in your area, I'm going to guess that you're paying about what, $2.10 for gasoline? Is that about right?
Well, it's a little bit low. I've seen it about $2.33.
$2.33.
Yeah, it seems to continue to be going down just about every day.
All right, so you have eight stores in Denton, Texas. Is that right, or in that area?
Yeah, all in the Dallas area.
Dallas area. You've been, the family has been selling cars for almost 100 years, it looks like, so you are connected. What are you seeing as the trend now that the cost of gasoline is going down as much as it has?
Well, we are selling more trucks and larger sport utilities, so it has definitely affected that. And, of course, the electric cars, hybrids, are not selling as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you find this to be, whatever the price of gasoline up and down, people have a shorter, sort of short-sighted focus on what they're doing, not thinking long-term?
Oh, yes, definitely, because when the gas goes higher to a new level of price, then people do scramble to try to get the smaller cars.
Do you, when you price the cars, there's the sticker price, there's whatever you can get for discounts. Do you have in your policy that you'll affect the price that people pay depending on how much the demand is for the vehicle? If there's more demand now for pickups and SUVs, will you get more, are they more profitable? And if you're going to have to sell them, if people don't want them, you still have to sell X number of each unit, right?
Well, supply and demand does determine price. However, the supply is very plentiful for the pickups and sport utilities. So I don't believe that we're going to be able to charge more at this point.
Mm-hmm. So what is the best? I'm just curious, of the eight stores, what are the various brands that you have?
We have Chevrolet, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Hyundai, Kia, and Subaru.
So you have everything pretty much but Ford, it sounds like.
And yeah, we don't have Ford, no.
No. So of that, the foreign cars sometimes sell better, or do you see a distinct difference in the person who's buying the car? Have you got one sort of group that or type of person that will buy the foreign cars and then another group of customers that will go for the American brands?
Well, it's pretty well mixed, but the younger people have tended to go more towards imports, so there's a little bit of demographic distinctions. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And do you find that people come back to your dealership over and over and over again to buy cars?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what we depend on is repeat business and referrals.
Mm. Really, really interesting. What do you drive, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I do drive different vehicles from time to time. So, you know, a lot of times I'll drive a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Right now I'm driving a Hyundai Azera.
Really? I would pick you for driving a pickup truck for some reason. I don't know why. Nice to have you here, sir. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Ray Huffines from Denton, Texas.
Christmas doorbusters.
I'm coming home to you.
Like 50 to 60% off select Fisher Price and play school toys. 50% off all games. And 50 to 60% off outerwear, sweaters, boots, and sleepwear. Plus, everyone.
everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 cents. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Don't miss Kohl's one-day Christmas doorbusters. This Wednesday only. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Young, number 10 position on today's soundsofchristmas.com review of the top 10 tunes at that website. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com also focusing on Christmas with just over a couple of weeks to go. How are you doing on your Christmas shopping? A, I'm done. B, I'm almost finished. C, I'm about halfway done. D, I've only gotten a couple of things. And E, I haven't started yet. Got a couple of things, but not a lot. Richie, how about you? You done?
Not even close.
No. Kenny, how about you?
I haven't started yet.
Kenny is a good thing. And Jen?
Done.
Done. Of course she's done. Of course, she's a girl. Yep. All right, so help us, tell us where you are at DougSteffen.com with our poll today. Number 9 on the Sounds of Christmas website, Carney and Wendy Wilson, 1994. I can't remember. It's been a long time since we heard this one. Hey, Santa. Nice. This is nicely done. I just thought they were a nice pop act, frankly, the Wilsons. All right. Number 8 belongs to Vertical Horizon, I Believe in the Father.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas.
2002, this came out.
They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead, it's just...
I try
tried to have Meredith find this, Kenny. He went to SoundsOfChristmas.com and it wanted, at least on her iPhone, to have an app or some kind of a special. Was that unusual, or is that what we have to have?
She probably needed to have Flash.
Yes, that may have been it. Yeah. Right.
Everybody needs a good Flash.
Really? All right. Yeah. So that can't be hard to download, is it?
No. On an iPhone, it is.
Is it on an iPhone?
Get it.
Oh. All right.
But you can go through Live 365.
Yeah,
that's a free app. You can do that.
Live 365. And yep. I'll tell her, because I am a big supporter of variety. I'm so tired of listening to the same 400 songs over and over and over and over again. And if you go to what's the thing that begins with a P? What's the music service?
Pandora.
Right. Yeah, I just find it is. If I were doing this, I'd have three categories. One, all the secular upbeat music, because that's pretty much all I want to listen to. Number two, the day before Christmas, maybe you run the moderately secular songs, and then an instrumental website that had all of the Christmas tunes instrumentally, but some kind of upbeat, because some of this stuff is so down. The Partridge Family is not an example of that, however. Number seven, from Sounds of Christmas today, my Christmas card to you. Good God, I've heard this about 40 years. My heaven. Partridge Family. 1971. In fact, if people even found this, Kenny. Johnny Mathis and Billy Joel, number six today. From last year. Christmas song. Can I get through all of these, Richie? I better move. I've been talking too much. Number five, David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Remember this? Ringo Starr, number four today. Number three belongs to the Eagles. Please come home for Christmas. Number two, Elton John, Step Into Christmas. Yeah, we recognize this. Number one today, Elvis. Sounds of Christmas.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When I hear about government spying, lying, secrecy, and overreach, I want a change in leadership. In almost every election, I hear people saying we ought to throw the bums out and replace the old politicians with new politicians. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we see that the problem isn't so much who is in power, but whether government ought to have such power in the first place. Today's government far exceeds the responsibility given to it by the Constitution. Politicians and bureaucrats think they are beyond accountability. That is a threat to freedom no matter who is in power. The real solution is to return government to its constitutional limits without power over every detail of our lives. Only we the people can do this.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and guess what? Bribery is a really good thing. It's a magnificent trait. As a matter of fact, it's one of the most effective traits that are out there. How do I know this? Because you and I use it as parents. You know it. You'd know that when you want to motivate your child, you'd tell them, hey, if you do this, if you do that, you'll get this. Now, one person might say that's a reward. All right, fine, it might be. But when we do that, we normally don't think of it as a reward. We think of it as bribery, and so as the kid. Now, ask yourself this question. When you want something, how often do you bribe yourself? There's no reason why you cannot bribe yourself. There's no reason why you cannot offer yourself, dangle that carrot, give yourself something that when you take incremental steps for success, you get it. Make a list of all the things that you want. Begin to bribe yourself, because that way you bribe yourself to success. This is Andy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Today already, that you'd like it to last forever, or perhaps we can grease the skids. Is that an expression that works here for you to have a better day, informationally anyway? I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are here monitoring what's going on and talking about some of the things in depth in this hour. You can join us at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. What sort of things, if I said, give me the top four items that are on our social media as of the last 24 to 48 hours, Kenny, how would they stack up?
Ferguson and Eric Garner and Bill Cosby and gas prices.
Really? Hmm. And of those, the only ones I think, the only one that I think is relevant is the price of gasoline. That's just me. I'm not all of you. It's because I have a, I think there's a factor here. It's a wear factor when it comes to the Ferguson thing, the police thing. I actually have, I don't want to read it now, but I have a letter from a police officer that was sent to me that I do want to read about the fatigue factor that they have with all of this stuff. It's part of what America is all about these days, it would seem. And speaking of that, the discussion of the Obamacare Affordable Health Care Act, health care in general, is something that seems to have grown old in many ways for many of us over the past 6 years, but yet it is a hot button for so many people. Discussing one's health and how you are being cared for and how you're taking care of yourself. You've heard me say it 100, maybe 1,000 times. You heard me say it once over the 27 years I've been doing this radio program, and over the 23 years before that that I've been on the radio, I've always had the same slant when it came to health care. It's your responsibility. It's your business. How you feel, how you are, how you take care of whatever that is good, how you decide this is great for my body and follow that path or not, is up to you. Now, there are ancillary things that would help you, and we have to be realistic about what people do, how they harm their bodies, how you harm your body. You smoke, you drink, you eat too much stuff, too many flowered products, sugars, that sort of thing. All that adds up to the need, if you want to stay alive, and most of us do, to take care. So along comes the opportunity for many people to have health care, to be able to pay for the health products that are on the market, or at least that's what you think is going to happen with the presentation of a national health care plan and national insurance plan, not health care. And the insurance plan called the Affordable Health Care Act is not about health care at all. It doesn't provide new, better, or more efficient sources. It just takes what's here and mangles and messes it up, because it's the idea of having enough resources to pay for all of this means that somebody's going to have to study. It's like education. You flatline everything so everybody comes out of the system the same, which isn't reasonable nor is it responsible, but yet it's part of what we're putting up with because we don't know any better, because we've been sort of a victim of the system ourselves. We've been dumbed down to think, oh, everybody needs to have the same training. No, everybody doesn't need the same training any more than you and Kenny and me and whoever else may be in consideration at the moment needs the same health care. I don't need the same health care as you do. You may have a whole different set of experiences. But yet this whole whitewash of the system, which now is becoming very expensive for most people. Kenny's lucky his costs haven't gone up. But the taxpayers' added responsibility, let's put it that way, quote unquote, is going up. What bite it takes out of the federal tax dollar. And so one of the harshest congressional critics, Daryl, I never do this right, Kenny. Issa, he represents, I think, your area.
Issa. No, he's farther up.
Farther up the coast. Okay,
north,
anyway.
Half the state.
Well, for a number of years, Congressman Issa has used the committee that he chairs to probe and attack the issues that I've just been talking about. The essence of what it is that is the essence, what has come out of this. He's very partisan. Talk radio people on the right love this guy. He will not be chairman next year because of term limits. But before that happens, he's got this guy, Jonathan Gruber, who's become the poster child for everything bad about Obamacare. He's the college professor at MIT. He said Americans were stupid, and that stupidity was necessary to pass the health care law. And then, you know, the problem is he's pretty on the ball when it comes. We let that 1,200-page document float through the offices of your and my congressman and your and my senator. And then it got, of course, rubber stamped by the president because it was his bill in the name. So this guy, who put much of it together along with former Congressman Billy Towson, who is the chief insurance lobbyist in Washington, he has a big office on K Street and has
represented the insurance companies before Congress since he got out of Congress and made a whole lot more money doing it than he did as a congressman, which is what most of these guys do when they get beaten. They form a 501c3, a nonprofit, to create jobs for themselves and their pals, or they start a law firm, or they go to work for a big law firm, they become lobbyists, you know the drill. So anyway, ISA is going to have a hearing, I believe, is it either today or sometime this week, I believe, to get into one more time what's going on. And so Gruber will be the chief witness. The hearing comes as the Democrats debate the wisdom of devoting much of 2009 to the battle for health care. In other words, the Democrats, mostly in the Senate, are criticizing the president. Schumer has been, I don't know if you've seen this, Kenny, there have been a lot of reports over the weekend, especially New York Times led with this, and then there were a number of other papers that saw it, and well, wow, this is great. The Democrats are fighting among themselves. Schumer, whom I have said on the air, and probably I'm not the only one, never saw a microphone or a camera that didn't want to go make love to, is the biggest gas bag, or certainly one of the big gas bags, in the Senate. But now, the people on the right say, look, see the Democrats, they are fighting among themselves. I can hear Limbaugh talking about this because the timing of it, according to Schumer, the way the whole process has been conducted has cost the Democrats dearly. Control of the House, control of the Senate, and probably control of the White House, unless, well, if there's a good Republican that can beat Mrs. Clinton, the poll out yesterday suggests Mrs. Clinton could beat any, at the moment anyway, could beat any of the Republican hopefuls. That may change depending on how much more goes down the drain and how much pushier the president gets. Any more, a couple more of these executive orders, like the one a week or two ago on immigration, and the Democrats are going to have a hard time, selling peanuts at the circus, an old expression my father had. So, anyway, Gruber is going to talk with this committee. There'll be a lot of partisan fireworks, as usual. Although, because of what Schumer has said, another Democrat saying, you know what, he's right. This Obamacare thing is a mess. And look at, Obama's not helping us out, any. He's hurting us. Drastically, dramatically hurting us, pretty much along the same lines. This is what people forget. George Bush hurt the Republicans as badly as Obama. Maybe Obama's a little bit worse than George Bush, but hurt them to the point where they didn't want him campaigning for them when it came around to the 2008 election. Remember that? How quickly we forget some of that stuff. But we don't want George Bush around. He's ruined the country. Well, here we are. We have the same philosophy, and the Democrats have ruined the country. Maybe we should look at ourselves in the mirror. Maybe we are ruining the country by continually electing these fools under the circumstances. Anyway, so that's the continuing debate on health care and the Affordable Health Care Act. What about your own personal, back to what I was saying before, your own personal health and well-being? For example, have you considered getting a flu shot this season? Flu shots, according to most of the government stuff, aren't worth anything because they're the wrong kind of flu shot. Let's talk to Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, one of the doctors on the Good Day program, about flu shots in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Kohl's Wednesday for one-day-only Christmas doorbusters.
I'm coming home to you.
Like 50 to 60% off select Fisher-Price and Play School toys. 50% off all games. And 50 to 60% off outerwear, sweaters, boots, and sleepwear. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 cents. See store at Kohl's.com for details. Don't miss Kohl's one-day Christmas doorbusters. This Wednesday only. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear?
Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
When I hear about government spying, lying, secrecy, and overreach, I want a change in leadership. In almost every election, I hear people saying we ought to throw the bums out and replace the old politicians with new politicians. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we see that the problem isn't so much who is in power, but whether government ought to have such power in the first place. Today's government far exceeds the responsibility given to it by the Constitution. Politicians and bureaucrats think they are beyond accountability. That is a threat to freedom no matter who is in power. The real solution is to return government to its constitutional limits without power over every detail of our lives. Only we the people can do this.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Now Dr. Bruce Shanohoff joins us. Dr. Bruce is a chiropractor specializing in spinal decompression, something that I actually am going to start today here in my neck of the woods. And with your help, I'll continue it when I'm there to try pull all of this stuff off. It is. I think it's the only way at this point in time that I can get some relief because I'm not getting it any other way. There's nothing worse than under the circumstances, whether it's your back or misfiring because of all of the nerves that go through your spine, and then it's something not weird, you know, it's connected to the hip bone and soft tissue, and oh man, am I in agony. So I'm going to try this and see if it works, Bruce. And as I say, when I come out there Christmas time, I come visit you. Meanwhile, more importantly, what's going on between the lines today that you posted at 818newback.com, your website?
Well, Doug, you know, I haven't picked on vaccines for a few weeks now, so we're due to do it again. And last week, the CDC announced that this year's flu vaccine strains are a bad match for what's out there, meaning that the vaccine will not be very effective if effective at all.
Right.
And the reason for that is what they call drift. And that's the mutation of the virus out in the world that doesn't, you know, that changes it so it doesn't match up with the vaccine and the vaccine becomes ineffective. But the part that I find quite comical about all this is that they're still recommending that everyone get a flu shot. Now, it could be because they have 140 million doses of this flu shot that they made up, and they don't know what to do with it if people don't get shot with it. But it's a terrible thing to do to oneself, especially if it's not going to have any effectiveness, because it actually weakens your immune system as a result of getting it for everything else you might encounter. And a great example of that came out in a CDC report just about a month ago, where they reported an outbreak on the USS Ardent, which is moored in San Diego, a naval ship, where they had a 99% vaccination rate, and they had such a severe outbreak of flu on that ship that they actually had to sterilize the whole ship And it pointed out that, you know, when you get a flu shot, you know, it may help you with the strains that are in that vaccine, but the process of being vaccinated weakens overall your immune system, and you will then be more likely to catch something else.
Bruce,
so, you know, I'm not a fan of this stuff. They have no double-blind studies.
Yeah.
They have no product liability.
How about the drug companies that tell this?
I'm wondering whether a flu's vaccination, or whether the amount of flu vaccines that they make up for the year is based on what happened the year before, and if they don't use up this year, they don't get to make as much next year. Kind of like government programs.
I have no idea how that works, but I would like to suggest an alternative for people, something that will help them fight off flu and everything else they might come across this winter. And that's, you know, as we're at the time of year when there's less sunlight, it's a good idea to supplement vitamin D.
Right.
Japanese studies have shown that that helps people fight off flu. Vitamin C is important, and also probiotics.
Yep, probiotics, vitamin D, vitamin C. Take vitamins, get your immune system working. Dr. Bruce Shannon. Right guy, he has the right idea. 818newback.com is his website.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Save the money and spend it on us for a change.
Frosty the Snowman was a happy, jolly soul.
We're here for Frosty.
They want Frosty.
Well, they can't have him.
Stupid.
I mentioned I was a genius.
Yeah, well, now you're an idiot.
The Charms, doing their version of Frosty the Snowman, which was featured in the movie Christmas with the Cranks, which was the number one Christmas movie during this period. 2004 was the year. So we've got all kinds of versions. That song's been covered by 100,000 people, and it sort of fit in this venue. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to post the results of the weekend box office. Chuck, I went to see Interstellar and found it to be, you didn't.
you weren't high on it, but you thought it was a good story and people ought to see it. I did enjoy it. There were a lot of twists and turns and maybe some unexplained moments. They had to use your imagination to fill in some of the gaps, but it was an entertaining movie. Not the same what I say about having seen Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Greatest movie of all time.
And all these people. Meredith and I watched it last night. She's watched it every Christmas, loves it. I'd never seen it before, and I don't care if I ever see it again. I didn't even see watch the whole time. I thought it was just...
Can I tell you what I did?
Yes, please.
I hosted, or we did a retro showing at our community theater of White Christmas.
Yeah.
And from 1954, Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney.
Yep.
And I think it holds up as one of the best, it's certainly one of the most enjoyable films of that decade. Really good. And an amazing high-definition transfer. So for people listening, if it's playing at one of your multiplexes or doing a retro showing and you like Bing Crosby and White Christmas, go see it. Well worth it.
I take my hat off to you. You do so much in that community where you live in Pennsylvania to keep people interested in some of the quality movies. I think it's a great tribute to you, and you should be thanked for it. Good for you.
Thank you. And, you know, also one interesting tidbit, because I always tell the audience, in that Bing Crosby, when they filmed that film, was 51 years old, and his love interest in the movie, Rosemary Clooney, was 26 years old, but you really don't notice when you're watching the film that this, even though he's a lot older than him. But I told the audience, it's all legal. Don't worry. We wouldn't be showing.
Wow, but it mirrored what went on in his own life. He married his second wife, Catherine, when she was in her 20s and he was in his 50s. And so it mirrored what went on in his life. Chucker gives us the box office totals in a moment here on Good Day.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like Text Alert.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
It's the holidays. And for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like Text Alert.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service. Because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Hi, Chucker. Where do we have result-wise over the weekend?
It actually was a pretty slow and ho-hum weekend at the box office, with Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1 retaining the top spot at the nation's box office, doing $21 million in business, $258 million in 3 weeks of release. I finally got a chance to see it Friday night. I went to the 10 o'clock show by myself. It exists only as a sort of entry to the next fourth installment, but I thought it was a solid watch. Not great, but it was good. I'd give it a 7 out of 10. Number 2, Penguins of Madagascar, $11 million, $49 million in 2 weeks. Horrible Bosses 2, doing ho-hum business, $8.6, $36 million in 10 days of release. Big Hero 6, placed 4th, $8 million, $177 million, and 5 weeks on a budget of $165 million. And Interstellar ran out the top 5, $8 million, a solid $159 million in 5 weeks. It's all performing extremely well.
I went to see it on IMAX. I saw it on an IMAX screen. And that was I did, actually. Like it quite well, yeah.
Cool.
Thanks, Chuck. Chuck Curry here with Doug and the gang on Good Day 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.